from the beginning.
And I was shown that that Lucifer would return, that the UN and the Vatican were going to be completely behind it, again, under false pretenses. He's going to show up and say, I'm here to save the day, right? And, okay, fine, you know.
Yeah, of course,
ahead,
you can say whatever you want. But I've always hated censorship. It's the internet.
Sometimes, you know, once they get you for your first love bite, well, it depends on how aware you are, right?
First of all, as you know, the Anunnaki and the Draco are enemies. Second of all, underneath Baghdad was a stargate that was created by the Anunnaki so that they could transfer from the Jupiter to the Earth.
I'll never see the sun. I could just end it all, but the demons will have won.
Natural practitioners that, you know, some are good and some use their magic for good and to heal and to help, and others do use it for evil. And, you know, in some cases, you know, people really were
This is too much sometimes. From the broken ruins of Babylon, this is End of Days Radio. I'm your host, Daniel, broadcasting to you all the way from that shimmering emerald city right here in the heart of the Pacific Northwest. Today's date is January 28th, 2023. Today's guest is none other than fan favorite Al, also known on the internet as Martian Medicine Man. A lot of you love hearing from Al and always want him to come back again and again. So here we are. By the way, remember to go to endofdaysradio.com where you can catch up on an updated schedule for the show. And you can also donate. I do appreciate your donations. They definitely help me meet my ends. Also, don't forget to join our Discord channel where you can go behind the scenes of End of Days Radio, help plan the show, and talk about secret information that you can't get anywhere else. Get more and more members in there. Lots of fun. Remember to stay tuned after the interview where we will be talking about many things. There's been a lot of drama. A lot of drama in the truth community. A lot of things happening in the media, a lot of fake news, a lot of real news, a lot of things to talk about. But for now, let's bring on our man of the hour, Martian Medicine Man.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now and then.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Wow, I'm going to write out picking up that up because when I do this earlier, I'm just noticing just now that this microphone is turned all the way volume down on the gain, on the input. Whatever this microphone is picking up.
Yet it's still working somehow.
Yeah.
It must be a miracle. I shaved my head for this broadcast, you know.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you sound great.
Oh, that's works. I just turned this microphone completely off.
And you have a new camera, don't you? Didn't you just get it? New camera, it looks very clear.
No, I got the camera. I just went and bought me a extension cord.
Oh.
went and bought a USB extension cord 5 meters long.
Oh, wow. There is Al from behind. He's able to switch up his cameras. He's got a...
Yeah, we could do a split screen. That would be nice.
How are you doing that? How is it that we are able to see your beautiful ponytail?
I've got the laptop camera and I got the other camera. Okay, when I first started trying to do my Facebook or YouTube live videos, I kept getting squished.
On the
audio. One instrument was domineering over everything and squishing everything else out. So I thought maybe it was my computer with the microphones on that. So I went and bought another camera. Trying to eliminate that, and it didn't work at all.
So I understand you've been working on your YouTube channel a bit. You've been making some improvements, and
no, not yet. I just finally got a movie maker, so I can start making MP4s.
What
about this before the show?
What is that? Is that an alcoholic beverage?
It is 99 proof apple something.
Oh my.
Apple liqueur.
You got the hot stuff. It's time to get faded. This is great. Now he's going to open up like never before and tell us things about his dark, seedy past. Things that we've never heard before.
I don't know about that.
Are you still smoking cigarettes?
Yeah.
Oh, cigarettes and booze.
Between my phone and the computer.
I like it. And here come the sound effects.
That was weird. Usually for it to keep playing, I have to hit the latch AHP button.
So, why do you call yourself the Martian Medicine Man?
Oh, well, I was looking for that's some background music.
Spooky.
I was looking for a name for my band. I had a whole bunch of them. Like I was going by Ryan Heiskebot for a while. That's German purity law, 1516, that stipulates when brewing your beer, you have to boil all the impurities out of your water before you pour it over your ingredients. And some people thought that was Nazi shit.
Nazi shit? Why is it Nazi? Well,
because it was a German purity law. So they automatically equated to frickin' the Nazis and the Jew shit.
I thought they all drank Jägermeister over there.
No, the German purity law from 1516, before Germany even existed, when it was just a bunch of little kingdoms, Prussia and Bavaria and all that shit.
Ah.
Right?
Man knows his history.
Just when you're brewing your beer, you have to brew all the impurities out of your water before you can pour it over your ingredients to make your beer.
Oh. Get all those bad metals out.
Yeah, fluoride. Get all the bacteria and shit out. All the stuff that make people sick. Because if you don't boil impurities out of your water, if you just make it hot and pour it over your stuff, then there's still bacteria crap in there that can make people sick when it sits in the bottles for a while.
What's that behind your right shoulder? Is that a blowtorch?
No, that's actually my left shoulder, actually.
It's what?
Talking about this one? Right, this one?
Yeah, that blue thing. It looks like a blowtorch. No, the bottle thing. Oh shit. Oh my god. This is a whole new level right here. Whoa, and we can see him from behind. There he is.
That's what's
the Martian Medicine Man. Sporting that ponytail.
See, I changed my sweatshirt so it's not showing up the red as much.
I like it. This is giving us more of a visual here.
Well, I'm digging on this little background thing I came up with for the music. Just kind of sets the mood, you know?
Yeah, gets everybody in that proper mood.
I'm still tripping again. On where the microphone's picking you up. Must be the one on my computer. All I could think of. Like I said, I got my good mic, this one right here, the condenser mic. Gotta push a power button, give it power before it can be used.
Oh yeah, I used to have a condenser mic when I first started broadcasting, but it was a little bit too sensitive. Those things, they pick up the bugs in the corner of the room. Like if a spider's making a web, you can hear it.
But on your end, you're talking with a lot of dead space in between the words, whereas I needed a sensitive mic for recording acoustic guitar.
So. Yeah, that's what condenser mics are all about, is picking up those instrumental sounds, getting the whole room. Whereas
I was using a drum microphone to do that.
What's it called?
I got an Audio Technica regular microphone, diaphragm microphone.
Al, tell us how you score all this cool gear. We were talking about this earlier. What's your secret? You go on Guitar Center website?
No, freaking. It took me 30 years to gather all this shit.
From garage sales and music stores and people giving you stuff. And
well, I can do a rundown on that. Let me turn lights on here real quick.
Okay, we're back in the lava world.
Well, I'm born in the year of the rabbit. What year is this? What did we just switch over to? What year is this?
This is 2023.
No, but in the Chinese calendar, what year is it?
I don't know what that's on the Chinese calendar.
The Chinese New Year was last weekend's Year of the Rabbit.
The Year of the... Okay. I think I did hear that somewhere. It's the Year of the Rabbit.
I was born the lucky year. The rabbit, so this is my year, right?
This is your year. You are the man of the hour.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying. Maybe this is the time I'm going to get some more of my music finder, because I ain't been trying to sell it at all.
Well, you're popular in Europe or something like that on your... On your SoundCloud, don't you have like thousands of downloads coming from Switzerland or something like that?
No, I've got a page in Sofia, Bulgaria. I'm ranked number 43 on Reverb Nation in Salt Lake right now, or in Sandy.
Do you do this all day? Like you wake up and start do 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 do?
No. I go to work.
Drink some coffee. Do, 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 do.
I don't even do that. I just get up and go to work.
You don't drink any caffeine?
Okay, I've had my Reverb Nation page for about 10 years now. Now I've got 23,700 song plays.
Not bad. He's got some fans.
Oh, yeah, I got some fans on there. But then I go to my Drupal page in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Some reason that's not active, but Al's setup looks way better than the first time. It has evolved. He has evolved. It's becoming something more with every passing day. Notice how he has his keyboards arranged for quick access.
Anyways, on my other one, I got like upwards of 150,000 song plays. I've only had that for 6-7 years. I've already got over 150,000 song plays.
He's going to go to Bulgaria. They're going to freak out and have a huge parade. And all these chicks are going to be throwing their underwear at him.
That's not letting me in there right now for some reason.
You'll be like, holy shit, it's the Martian Medicine Man. Ah, it's Martian Medicine Mania. But all in Bulgarian, of course.
I have no interest in being famous like that anymore.
You don't want to be famous at all.
I like that. I just want to put out cool. I can't get on my Google page for some reason.
But you used to want to be.
Yeah. Let's see. How about this keyboard?
Oh.
Yeah, a starving musician in San Jose, California, about 3-4 years after they came out for $1,000.
$1,000. What brand is that? What brand?
It's a Yamaha DX7. That was 1987.
Oh, Yamaha. Down.
Now And this one I bought at a freaking, I was working at a company that we do, we installed used and new equipment in people's factories and warehouses and shit. There's one up in north of here that buys and sells damaged FedEx shipments and shit.
Buys and sells damaged FedEx shipments? Is that legal?
No, they got written off as stuff they got in like accidents.
Oh.
When a FedEx truck or a FedEx airplane crashes, everything's written off and insurance pays to replace it all.
Yet somebody collects it and keeps it.
But the shit that's not damaged, they sell it off.
Ah.
It's just like Amazon. You can go to Amazon and buy pallets of return merchandise for like pennies on the dollar.
Really? I might have to get into that. I could use some junk.
Most of it's broken shit. Either I've broken the shipment on the way to the people and they refused it, or they broke it right away and freaking sent it back. So that's how that goes.
So you've collected all these instruments over the years, and they all have a place in the workshop.
This keyboard I got because Todd wouldn't let me borrow his. I want to do some hip-hop shit.
What kind is that?
It's an Akai Maniac.
Oh, okay.
That's Todd's cousin borrowed him one when or gave him one. He wouldn't let me borrow it to do some hip-hop tunes. So I found one online at Guitar Center in Des Moines, Iowa, and had it shipped to the Guitar Center here, so I would have to pay the shipping.
I used to buy stuff off of the Guitar Center app, the used stuff. You could find some good deals on there.
I had to drive to get this extension cord for my freaking camera. I had to drive all the way up to Layton, Utah. That's an hour drive from my house. Because all the Radio Shacks in town are gone. Except we got five left in the whole state. They're spread out throughout the whole state.
Oh, yes. I remember Radio Shack. A staple of the 90s. You could go there for everything. Every plug. Here we go. Here come the effects.
Let's see where this takes us.
We're headed into another world.
Doing?
Ooh, it lights off.
Thank you.
Ooh, got a little messy there.
Sorry about that.
Ooh, that sounded like a demon. Oh, here's some spookiness. I'm surprised you don't do sound effects for like Foley stuff or sound effects for movies or something like that.
I'm just gonna do that now. What if I play a couple of songs on my drums?
Sure. It's getting wild.
Well, this is the one I practiced earlier when I first did, I think. I haven't messed with any of the levels, so.
For those of you unable to see the visual element of the show, we see Al. He's preparing to perform. He's going to wow us with his creative genius. He's now adjusting the camera. We can see the full room now. And the booze on the shelf, along with the insect repellent.
Gotta get the proper drum kicks. I got many.
Playing his drum set for us.
This one's called grunge. That's like a grunge snare drum. There we go.
Did you screw up?
I forget this every time. No, every time I turn this CD player on. Okay, here's the deal. I bought a CD burner recorder, a CD recorder with a record player and a radio, and it had two RCA jacks on the back so I could plug my cassette player into it. And it burned some CDs of all my old demo tapes back in the day.
Oh,
I see. Now I'm using it since I got a computer. I can run everything I need. It's in my computer now. Do it that way. So I don't need it, but it's getting kind of old and it's acting up. Like when I started doing it for this a week or two ago, when I pushed the tray open, but it just kept opening and closing. But when it was open, I put the disc in it. And that's how I got it. But when I turn it on, I got to turn the volume up. It's got a preset on the startup.
I feel like I'm watching Beethoven. If Beethoven was still alive today and he had access to all kinds of equipment.
I call him Beat Oven.
Beat Oven.
Yeah, get it?
He beats off in the oven?
No, like a freaking bun in the oven.
Oh.
But a beat.
Ah, okay. Here we go.
How loud is the guitar on that end?
Hello?
So how loud is the guitar on that end?
Not very loud at all. It just sounds like
it's
tough getting the levels right doing this.
No, it was just how I'm all this outside shit I gotta fucking run all this outside stuff I gotta run into know what I need is just a CD player right next to the freaking computer. On a portable one or something.
Oh yeah, I have one of those. Although I had to sell a lot of my equipment in order to pay my rent. Here we go. 2023. Martian Medicine Man. Laying it down. Good. Wow, amazing. Amazing.
It's called Reptile for the moment. This one's called Hop, Skip, and a Jump.
And joining us is Padrino Milio from the new Over the Fence podcast. Hello, Pad. Al, can we pause for a second? Can we pause for a second, brother? Pad, can you hear me? You there, man? I muted Martian Medicine Man. It looks like you're on mute as well. You're wearing a mask. Can you hear me? You're muted. Okay, back to Martian Medicine Man.
Hang on.
Oh, he unmuted. Okay, remuting Martian Medicine Man. Hey, can you hear me? You there? Hey, there you are. Can you turn your mic up a little bit? That's a scary mask. You there, man? Okay, I'm muting Martian Medicine Man. There he is. I can barely hear you. You just sound like... Not hearing you still.
Am I clear now?
I can kind of hear you now. I don't think that mask is working. Maybe you should just take it off and get down. And can't hear you, man.
Well, hold on. Give me a sec.
There we go. All right, we'll wait for him to do his thing. Oh, there we go. There we go. What's up, man?
Yeah, what's up? What's up? How are you doing?
Doing good.
Great, great.
I recently just appeared on Pad's podcast, his new show called Over the Fence, the newest hit truth show. What do you think of the concert so far, man?
It's great. It's great. Is he like a rock star?
Yeah, he's a budding rock star.
That's great. That's great. Play something for us.
I just was.
I love that blue light and the red light. It reminds me of Close Encounters. Can you play some guitar?
Yeah, let me do this other song real quick.
All right, looks like he's gonna rock out here again in a second. Fan freaking tastic. Amazing. Amazing.
That's great. That's great.
No, no.
Oh, it's dripping now.
Lots of people out there way better than I am.
No, nobody's better than you, Al. You are the Martian medicine man. The triple M. You're way low, Pad. We still cannot hear you.
Well, how that all started, freaking. I was looking for something that was freaking gonna, I don't know, unique, you know? I mean, there's just so many bands out there with so many lame names.
Well, let's get into it a little. Let's talk a bit. I mean,
one thing I will say is Metallica crap is the most overrated fucking metal band of all time.
Did you say Metallica?
Metallica crap.
I know many people are not big fans of the way they changed their style in the 90s.
I don't like anything after fucking Ride the Lightning, dude.
Ride the Lightning's a great album, but yeah,
David Mustaine wrote the first two albums. The only thing that Kirk Hammett wrote on them was he rearranged the mechanics into the Four Horsemen. Added that little guitar solo in the middle part, the change.
Yes.
That's the only thing Kirk Hammett added to that freaking first two albums was that.
And you you knew Dave Mustaine, didn't you?
All them guys back in the day.
Did you know the guys in Metallica rap?
I used to hang out at their house. I got a picture of me on my phone with me and two guys from Metal Church.
Oh,
guys.
Okay. Can you show that to us?
When their first album came out. No, it's on my phone.
Oh.
Actually, it's on my Facebook, too. Actually, it is on my Facebook, yeah.
Al was very knee-deep in the music scene back in the day. Rubbed elbows with some very famous musicians. Oh, he's pulling out the guitar.
Except for the freaking... I have to come hit my amp.
Here we go. He's switching gears, people. He's switching gears. Is that a drone, or are you angry?
Oh. Oh, shit.
Oh, here comes the feedback. It's pumping the gain.
We have a guitar.
Fierce.
Make sure to tune it first.
Here we go. Now we're getting into it. Look at that one. Ooh. There we go. This reminds me of Joe Satriani. Guitar sounds too low. Oh, it's not coming through that well. I think it's getting smashed. Yep, I can barely hear it. Having a little bit of a mixing issue there. The beat, the drums were loud, but the guitar was getting smashed. I couldn't really hear it that well.
That's that thing I was telling you about that happens.
Yeah. Can you turn off automatically adjust mic volume on your end?
Oh, yeah. I got several different volumes between all my shit. Into the computer.
Well, there should be a setting in StreamYard. Like if you look at the
there.
Yeah, that might be, have something to do with it. If you go to audio,
yeah,
it says automatically adjust mic volume. I think that might be what's smashing your signal down.
I don't have that on my end. All I guess default speakers, Realtek, our audio, Communications, speakers, Realtek R Audio, and speakers, Artek.
Here, I'll try doing it on my end. Maybe that'll help.
I turn the drums down a little bit.
Yeah, it's doing it again. Yeah, that's too bad. It's too bad that it does that. It really makes it hard to put on a live concert.
That's why I can't do my live shit on YouTube.
It does it to you on YouTube,
every
too?
Every time when I make a YouTube live video, it does that.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll probably have to record it then and then upload
that's
it
why
to
I bought me a movie. That's why I bought a movie maker and downloaded it on my computer so I can just start using that in my camera and just record it and upload it.
Okay.
Because that's why I needed a movie maker, because the drums or something always kept squashing everything else.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds good at first, and then you can literally hear the volume drop on the guitar.
What about Black Dog?
Yeah, it just doesn't work that well.
Even on the guitar?
It sounds good for like the first 2 seconds, then you can literally hear the sound getting smashed down.
Yeah, getting compressed.
Yep, getting compressed.
Yeah, but it wasn't doing that when I was doing it earlier. Right.
Like the synth sounds come through pretty good. I don't know if they're just punchier, but when you start playing guitar, it sounds good for like the first 2 seconds, then it gets smashed down real bad.
Yeah, it's almost like it's when you write it first, you keep me from being able to do a freaking live concert on my YouTube channel. That's why I look at it. Because it just doesn't make no sense why it only does that on YouTube.
It's YouTube. They have settings that screw things up.
If I do it through my phone, it doesn't do that. But then you're picking up the sound of those speakers in the room and shit, and the production goes away.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer because you're putting on a great concert. It's just the sound gets all screwed up and it starts to sound compressed again.
It's impossible to even promote myself on YouTube. The only way I can do it is, like I said, I bought a movie maker program. I'll just have to use the cameras to make me a movie maker thing. And what I should do is get a split screen movie maker with separate audio tracks that I can upgrade when I already got to that where I can do multi-track shit and record them live on the video while I'm recording them. And then blend them together into a music video.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
So I could like have one screen. I could have like right here, drums, down here, fucking guitar, and then over here, bass, and up there, maybe singing.
Well, your room looks great, that's for sure. I really like what you've done with it. I think that's going to be big.
I literally sleep right here on the floor.
You sleep right there?
Yeah, my music gear is so important to me that I'd rather sleep on the floor than have a bed in here.
Don't you have a couch in another room you can sleep on?
Nah, fuck that. Couches suck. I'm 6 feet tall. Couch ain't going to work for me.
Can't you get a twin-size bed like mine?
No.
Boy, that seems uncomfortable.
When I first moved in this room after we got my brother left, and my grandma's bed in here, it was all wore out. It made my back hurt. So I threw it out right away.
Oh, my. I'm sorry to hear that.
I was sleeping on a 3-year-old mattress. Oh, I haven't been sleeping on the floor most of my life. Everywhere I've lived.
I heard it's good for your back.
Like a clean-out. I just do it because my music here is more important to me than freaking a bed.
That's what they do in Japan. They just sleep on the floor.
Here's a good one for you. Back in the day, we used to go to my friend's... we'd have band practice at my friend's parents' house, like a bass player and the guitar player.
Yeah.
And we'd go to their parents' bedroom and stand their beds up against the wall and move all our shit into the freaking middle of the room and practice.
Oh, my God.
Marshall amp, bass amp, freaking drum set, and a PA. We didn't take nothing or anything like that. We just stand the parents' bed up because it was the biggest room in the house. Parents always got the master bedroom. Master bedroom's always the biggest.
So why a Marshall amp? Are those the best? I hear a lot of guys are always telling me that. They're saying Marshall amps are the best.
Depends on what you want to do. You want to play rock and roll? Sound like the 60s and the 70s? Yeah. That's what everybody used back then. Black Sabbath, used orange.
Yeah, I like orange. I have an orange amp.
I got a Fender London Reverb I bought in 1985.
And I got a... I can't take it out. I was trying to pull my amp out. Hold on, let me play with it, see if I can get it.
I got several amps.
I got this one.
Blackstar Everlast.
Yeah, it's pretty badass. It's pretty much the only thing I can play right now. What's that?
How many watts is it?
One.
1 watt.
It's 1 watt.
No, it can't be.
Yeah, it is. It's 1 watt. It's called the HT1 because it's just one watt.
You don't know what I'm talking about watts, do you?
It's 1 watt.
No, I got my Fender that I was just playing is 100 watt. And the two I got sitting up on top of it where those lights are at are 35 watt amps.
I don't doubt you, but mine's one.
It can't be one because you wouldn't be able to hear anything coming out of the speakers.
It's quiet. It's designed to be quiet. It's for when you have neighbors that get mad. It's designed to be quiet.
What if you live in an apartment and want to freaking put headphones on and shit? You can hardly be able to hear it.
But that's what's cool about it. It actually has a headphone jack, and I can plug headphones into it so nobody hears it. It's... It's not just a tube amp. It's like a digital tube amp. It's a hybrid.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, it's Todd. What's going on, my man?
Oh, how is it? How is everyone? How is everyone?
Doing great. Doing right? We've got the Martian Medicine Man. Right? We've got Leo.
Are they doing all right tonight?
Yeah.
Saturday night. How is it up there in Seattle, Daniel? You got riots or protests going on in your city?
Yeah, they're rioting and making a mess of things. You have some of those, bitch. Those commies.
Here in Salt Lake, we don't have them. Boy, what entertainment to sit and listen to Al play some fucking drums and guitar. He's a master.
Yeah, a little bit of it. You
better believe Al is the master, dude.
Different type of show tonight.
We're like featuring... He was playing a guitar when he was like 3 years old. I shit you not. This man is fucking like
a guitar. Actually, he
did you see him on the drums?
He's best known for guitar, but he can fucking rip any instrument. He's a fucking master, though. Who's our other guest you got on there?
This is Leo, formerly known as Pad.
Leo, what's going on, buddy?
How's it going?
He just started a podcast.
Where are you at?
I'm not in America.
I can't hear you.
I'm not an American.
You're Native American. Where are you?
Yeah, I'm
in Utah? Arizona?
He's a little hard to hear.
Can we not hear each other? I don't know. Well, it's nice to see everybody. Hello, yeah.
Hello, Todd. It's probably just
Saturday
us
night.
At the
Let's
moment.
Let's do this.
Let's do it live.
Let's do it live. Fuck those other guys.
Fuck it. Let's do it live.
Do it live.
So, Todd.
That's how I like it. What's going on, Daniel? Yeah, buddy.
How long have you known the Martian Medicine Man?
Well, I've known him for a long time, about 25 years or maybe more.
25 years. Wow.
Long time ago.
That's a long time.
I love Al, man. He is a fucking story. You could write a book about this guy's life, and it would be interesting to a certain segment of our population.
I feel bad knowing he's sleeping in that room. It doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of room there.
Yeah, well, Al's a survivor. I guess that's all I can say. He's a truck driver.
That's true. He probably has.
We talked before, Daniel, about Al's dad is a famous comic book publisher.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Crumb. No, he published Robert Crumb's shit back in San Francisco in the late 60s and still owned a comic book press going into the 80s, which blew my fucking mind because it's an underground comics. And fucking Al was living out in California, San Francisco, growing up as a kid, exposed to music and underground comics. And so he was playing in the Bay Area. He was playing in the Bay Area with the band. He was living in a fucking roadhouse when Metallica and all these idiots were first getting started, before they were even popular.
The Bay Area has a long history of a musical scene. It's kind of known for that. It's kind of like up here in Seattle with all the grungers and people like that.
Al's got a wild, wild, true history. I love music. I love music from that period, though, Daniel. I love that sound, that grungy fucking punk.
Yeah, punk. Me too.
When punk was first coming around.
It's an evolution.
The United States did punk better than anybody else. And when it was first coming around, it was coming on the West Coast and the East Coast. And some of those West Coast bands, fucking Al sounds like he got the right influence from that period. I love Al's guitar work, you know.
Yeah, he was jamming out earlier, but unfortunately this method of broadcasting doesn't lend that well to the guitar. It was kind of compressing him, and we couldn't really get the full effect, unfortunately.
Well, it just shows Al can play a song start to finish, any instrument. What you're hearing is him playing all the fucking instruments, basically.
I remember when I was in band.
Kooky.
I was in band in high school, and I'd play the sax. And yeah. The band teacher, he could play like all the stuff. I was so impressed by that.
I had a guitar in high school, Daniel. Took guitar class, you know. Never learned how to play, which pissed me off. Wanted to play my whole life, you know. Owned guitars since I was a young teenager, but I just don't have the focus and the finger strength or whatever the fuck it takes to be a great guitarist. I can fuck around and make some sounds, but not like these masters, not like the masters over here. Fuck, these guys are, Al and my cousin Eric are masters at that shit.
Well, if he can get that compression level thing sorted out and continue to do what he's doing, I could see his channel having a lot of success. But
he's probably dealing with what everybody else has been dealing with, some kind of weird AI algorithm that stamps down anybody that it doesn't want getting any attention whatsoever, you know.
Anybody that doesn't make blood sacrifices to it.
Yeah. So the odds of becoming famous and being a great singer and making
it up, if I gave you your premium, I wouldn't have that problem.
The odds of becoming a great, fantastic number one, putting out a number one hit, Daniel, are astronomical, right? They don't occur.
No.
Basically.
And there's so many one-hit wonder bands out there.
And then everything's controlled, as we all know. We've been talking about, how long have we been talking about how everything is controlled?
Yeah, we were getting excited about that movie American Satan years ago.
American Satan, yeah. That's nothing, yeah.
And guess
that's
what's coming
our
up?
Country is ran, yeah. American Satan, that movie.
Guess what's coming up, Todd?
Who's running our country, yeah, no doubt.
Guess what's coming up?
What's coming up?
The Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Who's in there this year?
We don't know yet, because we got a couple of final games coming up between San Francisco and the Philadelphia Eagles, and then the Chiefs and the Bengals are having a rematch this year.
Well, I told you, Utah doesn't have a fucking team, an NFL team.
Well, you would go with the next closest one, right? You would go with the, let's see, who's closest?
Fucking Broncos.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, we don't go.
You guys don't have a team.
We don't go with them. No, we don't go with them.
Yeah,
please don't. The closest one.
Not right now, anyways.
Las Vegas has a team, the Jaguars or something, don't they? Don't they have some team?
Oh, the Raiders. Yeah, you would be a Raider fan.
Yeah.
Because Las Vegas would be the closest to you.
Fuck sports, Daniel.
Well, it's not really about
unless we're coming down to the Super Bowl, you know, that's when, if there's a big game coming, that's when we'll talk about sports. Your show's too special to wreck with sports unless it makes sense.
No, we do not talk about sports on here. We just talk about the Super Bowl halftime show.
How about that guy that almost died of a heart attack in front of America? That's something your show is, you know, prone to talk about.
Oh, I suppose you're talking about Damar Hamlin.
Yeah, the guy that got hit in the chest and then suddenly, ooh, on Monday Night Football.
Yes.
Had a heart attack.
Because he was vaccinated.
Whatever. And you know he's vaccinated. So was it the vaccine or was it just a blow to the chest?
Yeah, did you hear the latest thing about him that they caught him before that game?
No, he was faking his presence or
no,
showing up.
No. There are pictures of him doing this with his hands, like doing the Illuminati triangle.
He did the Illuminati triangle thing.
Yeah, and people are saying, "Oh, that's what this is. Well, it's another psyop."
Totally. I heard that they announced he was going to be somewhere. I don't know what truth is behind this, but they brought out a guy that was wearing a mask and he was so hidden that they couldn't tell if it was him or not, but they did an event just honoring him, you know, honoring him, Daniel, because sports is a national pastime. It's a national treasure, right? Keeps our citizens all happy sitting around watching fucking guys throw balls.
Ian Alberto from the chat, he says it's perfectly normal for young, healthy people to have a heart attack. What's wrong with that? He's being ironic, of course.
I hear that. I love that. Right on, Alberto. Call in, buddy. But don't mind all these people dying suddenly, Daniel, either, right? There's nothing suspicious. People just dying everywhere suddenly.
People come, people go. It's normal. Yeah.
It's not out of the ordinary that every single person is depressed and being fatigued and reports symptoms of not feeling right. Nothing to see here, Daniel. Just move along. I'm sure we're all fine.
Well, here's my issue with it. Let's say you did get that vaccine. When is your time going to run up? Is it going to be today? Is it going to be tomorrow? Could it be 10 years from now?
I thought I read that if you got the third booster, you are 3 times more likely to contract COVID.
Really?
Which we've never seen evidence of that it even exists. But yeah, so people that got the vaccine, their body's sitting there producing nonstop spike proteins. And when they run into COVID, they catch it immediately and get super sick. The one part, Daniel, because they keep us in the dark, right? Like mushrooms. They're growing us in the dark and feeding us full of bullshit. We're like mushrooms. But the one part they won't never tell us about, we don't know what the fuck is going on. We don't know. They won't tell us about the tests, the studies. No one's doing any studies. Everybody's just putting this shit in their arm and shuffling on down the road. And you saw the video recently, supposedly, where the guy said, "We're making monkeys sick with COVID and shooting it into other monkeys that aren't sick and making it."
Are you talking about the Pfizer
mutating
stuff?
The virus? Yeah, the Pfizer.
Oh, yeah.
We're mutating the virus. We're growing it, making it more stronger so we can make a thing that helps you if you run into it.
That's disturbing. That's disturbing. I mean, okay, so they're saying it's like in a controlled environment and they're doing this for the purpose of experimentation. Why would you even mess with that stuff? Like, we know their vaccine doesn't work, but I bet their viruses do.
You're not making enough money. It's probably the number one. I bet it's the third wealthiest corporation on Earth. And you're not making enough money. You got to go create shoot up monkeys with viruses and create stuff, and then who knows if they're releasing it, Daniel?
Yeah, well, they have to. They have to make their mutations so that they could make vaccines for the mutations.
And then selling you the product that helps you, man. This is sick. This is sick stuff.
Well, here's what their plan is. Between now and 2050, their plan is to reduce the population down to 1 billion. Instead of 7 billion, they want to get us down to 1 billion. And 500 million of those 1 billion are going to be Asian.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's in one of those Illuminati papers. You know, those papers they release every once in a while saying how they're going to kill us all. Here we go.
Yeah, there was the CIA. Remember the CIA thing got blacked out? You saw that story where a guy wrote a fictional book about the end of the world and they deemed that that was too sensitive to release to the public. Did you see that story, Daniel, last week or?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I did see that.
They finally admitted after 50 years or whatever, they censored this book because they didn't want nobody hearing about giant waves crashing over the fucking continents. And just life as you know it disrupted. That they probably know what's, you know. If anybody knows what's going to happen as far as giant geological catastrophes, it's probably the people that run our world. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, definitely. See, we know their plan is to kill. So if they want to get us down to 1 billion, they want to kill about 6 billion. And this is the beginning of it. These vaccines, this is chipping away. Notice they're not actually. We always hear how many people have COVID. Or how many people are coming down with COVID, but they don't tell us how many people are dying. Yet we hear constantly on social media, this person fell dead, that person fell dead.
They admitted what we all knew, anybody that had a brain, that every person that died in the beginning of COVID died from COVID. They literally had a fucking psychological operation campaign where they told everyone, anyone that died, died from COVID. So they counted all these huge numbers, Daniel. If you fucking stubbed your toe and died, they claimed it was COVID. And now they're eating their words because they're admitting that it was everybody that died in that period didn't die from COVID. They might have died with it, but they didn't die from it. But do you remember when they were trying to freak us out and get us to go buy toilet paper and shit?
Yeah.
Do you remember what these fuckers ran on us?
Well, the newest one, I don't know if you heard about this, Todd, but the newest one is they're putting chemicals in chicken feed so that they can cause the chickens to not be able to lay eggs.
Yeah.
So that we don't get any freaking eggs. That means if there's no eggs out there and I have a chicken coop, I'm going to be king of the freaking block because my eggs are going to be worth their weight in gold.
Oh, there you go. Chicken farmer.
Barely, man. You're so hard to hear. It sounds like those old Snoopy episodes where the adults would go wah 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 wah.
Like an old radio from 1940.
Yeah, it's real hard to hear you.
Old AM radio station. Where's your microphone? Right there. We'll put that up next to your mouth and say hi.
Yeah, I'm trying to adjust it.
Oh, that's a little better.
That sounds good. Right there, just put it closer.
So, Todd, this gentleman, Leo, he's just, I don't know if you heard, but he just started his own show.
Oh, I like that. Leo.
He's starting a truth show, you know, covering the same topics. Well, a lot of the same topics. Probably won't be exactly the same, but yeah, I'm excited. I mean, that's exactly what we need are more dudes out here
that's
and
cool.
chicks
that's cool.
talking about truth. Yeah, hell yeah.
This whole field is littered with imposters. And the situation is so dire, there's double agents, triple agents. Like Daniel was saying, you have to peel back the layers of this thing. It's so thick with psychological operations. If you're even interested in getting in the truth and you're not one of them, good on you. Good on you, brother.
Yeah, I've heard that the government was saying that it's bad to eat eggs because you get like a black blood or something. Is it true?
You're gonna have to repeat that and try to shout it at us because the audio just is not good today.
If you eat eggs, it doesn't say that it's bad to eat eggs because your blood
eggs.
You're gonna get a blood clot.
Bad to eat eggs?
Yeah, the government said that.
Yeah, a long time ago they said, you know, eggs were unhealthy because they had too much cholesterol and protein. I mean, off and on, they've...
I eat eggs every day for breakfast.
But are you talking about recently?
Yes, recently. The government said that you should... The government said stop eating eggs because you're going to get...
Like, you know what?
Because they want to see bugs instead.
Yeah, blood clots. Yeah, they want to get cover because all of a sudden everyone's having blood clots. So they're going to blame everything and anything they can because all of a sudden people are just fucking having blood clots.
They're going to blame it on the eggs instead of the vaccine. They're going to take the blame away from the vaccine.
I think they're using everything. Interesting. They're going to blame it on everything. Not just the eggs. They're just going to say, oh, everything's bad. Cigarettes are bad, fucking they'll kill you. Man, these guys are putting shit in the air, in the water, in the food. You know what pissed me off? We all resisted the vaccine and now they're bragging about how, well, we're just gonna start putting it in the food, in your meat, in your grains. They're gonna start.
You don't have any choice.
Vaccines, you won't have no choice. Why would they be forcing us, like in a corral of animals, to come through and take this thing? Probably because it's not good for you. I mean, that's Todd, just my supposition.
Are you going to join?
If it was good, they wouldn't force you, right? If it was great, you'd run down there and get it.
Todd, are you going to join my commune up in the mountains?
Your commune up in the mountains, up in Seattle?
Not Seattle, the city, but...
Don't know where it is.
Yeah, we're not going to say exactly where it is because we don't want them to come vaccinate us or give us shitty eggs that are full of vaccine or shitty fucking burgers.
There's a lot of people saying it's the feed. It's in the feed.
But check this out. We're going to have a closed off community. It's going to be me, you, and all these people from social media. Hopefully there's no agents or shills in the mix.
And a shitload of machine guns and...
And do you know who's gonna? Awesome. Do you know who's gonna be in charge? It's not gonna
who's
be
gonna
me.
Be in charge?
It's not gonna be me. That's not what this is about. It's not a power trip. It's gonna be the elders of the community, the oldest people will be in charge. Yes, isn't that a great idea?
Well, hopefully you find some smart old ones because even old people are delusional right now.
Yeah.
Didn't the Bible say that even the elect would be deceived when the Antichrist comes?
See, that's what I tell
like
people.
Your very smartest motherfuckers.
A lot of
are
people
are going to be the ones bringing you in, going
yes.
Oh.
A lot of people tell me they say that as long as you believe in Jesus Christ, you will be saved. You don't have to worry about anything like that.
Spring
I don't believe that,
heart.
Though.
Spring him into your heart.
I don't believe that. I think it's going to be harder than that. I think that this person that's coming is going to pretend to be Jesus. And a lot of people are going to think that that's Jesus. And they're going to say he's coming around at the exact right time. But really, he's going to be like Hitler.
I love that discussion. What happened to Al?
I don't know. I muted him because we were talking a little bit, and then I think he jumped off. I don't know if he got mad or what, or if he just lost the signal.
No, you gotta resend him a link or whatever, Daniel, because he can't come back through otherwise. But Leo, how you doing, buddy? What you up to?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
You doing good?
Like a few hours ago.
You had your show a few hours ago. What'd you do on your show?
We were talking about like the end of days, like when Jesus is going to return to earth or something like that.
When Jesus comes back.
Because of all the shit that's going on in this world, I think, something is going to happen soon.
We need
one of the most famous passages in the Bible is how Jesus went out like a lamb, right? He just laid down and let him crucify him. But when he comes back as a lion. With the sword coming out of his mouth, chopping down the non-believers.
Yeah, they got him all pissed off. He's going to go undefeated.
And when he first comes, he's like, oh, I love you people. I'm all sensitive and caring. And but when he comes back next time, fuck, he is just going to shred people.
Well, remember when the Romans were about to capture him and he's like, I could just kill all these people if I wanted to, but I'm not going to do that. That's not the plan.
Yeah.
He said it in a different way, but that's basically what he meant. Like, he could have just ended it all, not been crucified. He could have just taken control of the world right then and there. He said, no, that's not what this is about.
When he met the devil in the desert.
Yeah, that's another example.
Fasted for 40 nights.
And the devil grabbed him.
When Jesus was getting weak, the devil came.
Yeah, he grabbed him and he lifted him up and he started spinning around in the sky.
I'll give you all this. I'll give you everything.
Exactly. And Jesus said, no, because I already have everything. I'm the King of Kings. You can't offer me what I already have.
That's some spooky shit right there. Imagine sitting in a cave for 40 days, Daniel, no contact with anybody else. Probably taking some mushrooms or psychedelics back then.
Are you talking about Plato's allegory of the cave?
Well, I'm talking about Jesus in that story, if this is a real person. Out in the desert, he's been fasting for 40 days and nights or whatever and taking some hallucinogens and sitting at the entrance to the cave. Here comes the devil. Who hasn't ran into the devil here?
I've definitely met the devil.
Yeah. I know you have.
The devil is in everything. So, okay.
Archetype.
Ian Alberto, he asked us, have you guys seen the Veritas video about Pfizer? Yeah, I wanted to talk about that because I saw an interesting comment earlier. It was talking about how things like the whole Veritas, Project Veritas thing, like that could just be a disinformation platform. And they're just feeding us this stuff just to terrorize us, basically.
It's like, who's funding you?
Yeah.
Didn't you have a show one time where some guy said, who funds you? Who funds you? Do you remember some guy coming on your show saying that?
I remember getting a lot of accusations over the years of people calling me a disinformation agent and things like that. But I think my shitty room that I broadcast from kind of puts that accusation away.
Yeah, gives it away. Yeah, you're not independently wealthy. I mean, you're not Tim Pool. You're not Alex Jones.
I'm not Elon Musk.
You're not Elon Musk.
Although I am far better looking and smarter.
But here's the funny part. Let's go into this now. Steven Crowder bitching about his $50 million contract with Daily Wire that's ran by Ben Shapiro, Daniel, supposedly the number one talk show in the United States. Do you listen to Ben Shapiro, Daniel?
I don't listen to him, but I'm very aware of him. He's like,
you're aware of him.
He's the new Rush Limbaugh. That's basically who he is.
He's everywhere. He's on YouTube. He's propped up to the top of the fucking number one show, right?
Yeah, people see him
that
like
ain't a fucking chill.
He's the smartest guy ever. That's how a lot of people view him.
And he's Jewish to boot, so you get the whole Jewish thing thrown in there, right, Daniel?
Yes.
More controversy.
Because more Jews are smart and conservative.
You guys like Ben Shapiro?
There's a giant dog. Do I like Ben Shapiro? No.
Why? No.
Wouldn't listen to a fucking minute of it. Why? He reminds me of the biggest gatekeeper. Like the biggest, if you looked up gatekeeper in the dictionary, they should have a picture of Ben Shapiro sitting there.
He's one of them for sure. I mean,
and then right below him, put Glenn Beck and then do Rush Limbaugh and go down the list and get to Alex Jones,
Howard Stern,
Joe Rogan, gatekeepers. What's a gatekeeper mean?
George Tsoukalos.
They're not telling you. They're sitting there all telling you funny stuff you'd love to sit and listen to.
George Norrie.
Or exciting. George Norrie.
The biggest gatekeeper of all.
What's a gatekeeper? He sits there and keeps you entertained with a bunch of shit. But exactly. You're not getting further. You're not getting further into the truth, or they're diverting you off of the path of what the fuck is really going on.
Exactly.
That's why they make $50 million for a 2-year contract.
Plus, George Norrie always copies my ideas and steals my creativity.
Because he will sit there and fucking pump whatever they want. He can sit and pump his stuff if you've ever watched Crowder. Really funny. Ha ha. Stupid conservative garbage.
It's for white people to jerk off to. That's what that is.
Yeah, it makes them feel good. It makes them feel good about their stupid.
I'm so white. I'm so white. I have so many guns.
Nothing. There's nothing there.
Aren't you tired of hearing white people talk about their guns?
As I told you before, Daniel.
Yes.
If it's on the news, it's because they want you to see it. Remember, that's one of my most famous things. If you want to know what the world's, what's going on.
That's what I try to tell people. If you're
seeing it on the fucking news, it's because they want you to see it. So then just bring your brain around to the next stage of this and ask yourself, why do they want me to see this? And then your brain will click.
Okay, listen, Todd, I want to make a point. Yeah. And this is to validate what you're saying. Have you noticed that before this whole thing happened with Tyre Nichols, there were like 3 mass shootings before this happened?
Yeah, the one in San Francisco and...
Yeah, like they do all this stuff at once because, okay, on one hand, we have all this stuff coming out about the vaccine, and then all of a sudden we have all this like shootings and police violence. Like they do it all at once, and I don't know why, but is it to distract us from one or the other, or is it just to terrorize us? Why do they do these things?
Yeah, these guys are not, you know what's unfortunate? The real villains here are not like those super cool James Bond villains that have these really weird twisted motives. The real villains here are these fucking politicians that are just grifting and making as much money as they can off of this situation.
I like that word, grifting.
Yeah. The news is grifting. The fucking politicians are grifting.
This show is grifting. No, I'm just
this
kidding.
Show is grifting.
We're 3 grifters. Well,
whatever grift we do here is fucking worse.
Yeah, no, this is the truth. This ain't no grifting. This is truth central right here. This is
fucking hot shit right here. Daniel, I heard you say the last show, I don't think I should do 4 or 5 hour shows anymore. It's taking down audience attention. Fuck, I think your long shows are incredible because you're a fucking super brain over there. Look at you. Anything that you have to say, boom, it's pretty much on the spot, dude. You're
well, a lot of people like the long shows. I do get a lot of good feedback about them. They say, yeah, please don't stop doing your 4 or 5 hour shows. But on the other hand, I worry that, hey, you know, people see that 5 hour mark down there and they think, like, oh, I'm not going to get
do
that.
This. I can't do
yeah,
this.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
of course, there's some segment of our population that cannot listen to 5 hour shows. Joe Rogan does a 3 or 4 hour show every day. Look at that professional produced garbage, Daniel. Joe Rogan with his home studio doesn't even have to leave his house, sit there and interview the most powerful people on earth and claim that he's one of us, Daniel.
Yeah, I've been paying attention to Joe Rogan.
You're
for a long
one
time.
Of us, Daniel. And I don't think Joe Rogan is.
Yeah, he's a good podcaster, but I don't agree with his views at all. He's very
he might be fun to hang out with for a minute, drink a fucking shot of whiskey and smoke a cigar or whatever, but I don't trust him as far as I could throw him.
No,
that's just me.
He has to worry about that big Spotify contract and stuff like that. If he goes too outside the box, he already gets his ass in trouble by making all these like conservative orientated comments because that's the game they play, right? They get the conservatives to go out there and troll, and then the left gets to cancel them, and then they give the conservatives some of their power back, And then they focus on the left. It's just back and forth shit to distract us all. Because
that's all we're living through.
Because if they didn't do that, we would all sit down with a bunch of books and we'd figure out who's behind this crap. And we'd go to their mansions and we'd break down their gates and we'd tell them off to their faces.
There's nothing more dangerous than a million man mob. Believe me.
There's nothing more dangerous than one ex-Marine with a rifle.
And there's that too.
And I'm not threatening anybody by saying that. I'm saying that that's just dangerous.
Could happen. Shit could happen.
Yeah.
So,
because you got to be careful, because you don't want to be labeled as a dangerous revolutionary.
No, you can't go out and go, come on, everybody, let's overthrow all this bullshit.
Yeah, they already did that.
That's another thing I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about January 6th.
Yes, please.
2 years ago, there was a fucking riot at the Capitol building. Over 700 people have been put in prison since the event. And they were protesters. Some of them were crazier than others, but it was the biggest fucking manhunt in American history for terrorists, they called them.
It's still going.
Disgusted with the way the fucking country was going, and that the election had been stolen, like we all know. We know. Fucking Republicans helped overthrow their own election. They didn't want Trump. They still don't. I'm not claiming Trump's the savior. No man is our savior, except for, as you would say, Daniel Jesus. But better than any fucking president we've had ever since. They were scared to death of him. And that's why we went through 6 years of bullshit propaganda trying to get rid of Trump. And Trump has his flaws. I'm just going to put this out here. He picked nothing but swamp creatures. So if you're going to come in and change the government, drain the swamp, why would you pick a bunch of swamp creatures?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is with Trump, you got to look at his lineage. He's actually related to all these other Rothschilds and people like that. He's one of them, German bloodlines, weird bloodlines, Bavarian bloodlines, definitely. You know, like we were talking about earlier with Al. You know, Germany used to be a bunch of different countries. And now it's one Germany, but Trump came from Bavaria and his family made their money through prostitution. So, I mean, that says it all right there, right? I mean, he's making money through pussy.
That doesn't say it all. It just says there's a weird history behind where he came from.
Plus his lineage and who he's related to.
His lineage. Fucking look at Queen Elizabeth. Look at Prince Charles. Look at, skip Trump.
German, and he's pro-Israel. He's pro-Israel. He's pro-vaccine. He's the father. He calls himself the father of the vaccine.
We could sit and bash Trump for the rest of your show.
I'm not bashing Trump. I'm just stating the facts. He's the father of the vaccine, Project Warp Speed. He's a blonde, blue-eyed Bavarian. He's related to all the royals. He's related to all those so-called Illuminati people and the 13 bloodlines. His family made his money through prostitution. He's a big fan of Israel. He's tied to Israel. He got away with the January 6th insurrection. He's the one that started it, and all the other people got in trouble. He got away with it. He said he's going to go after Hillary, and he never did. I could go on all day.
No doubt. Yeah, you're right, Daniel. You're right.
Do I have smoking gun evidence that he's working for them? No. They keep that stuff very – I don't have any smoking gun evidence that the Queen is working for them, but there's all these stories about her – drinking blood and stuff like that.
No one's going to come out and be a better candidate, though. Do you see how this is being set up? There won't be another guy that can beat Trump, so they're bringing him back around again. You see how this is being set up? I would rather have Trump than anybody else right now, to tell you the fucking truth, even as bad as all the shit that he did was. I would rather have America not being destroyed completely by the Democrats. Good God.
Yeah.
We're on the verge of World War III. The fucking border is just nonstop.
I'm no fan of the Democrats.
Wide open.
I just see it as they're both the same, like Republicans, Democrats. They feed a little bit to one.
They are. But Yeah, there's Republicans that work with Democrats. So we're screwed.
Exactly.
The more years, here's what's going on. I told you a long time ago. We're in the middle of an intelligence explosion. Scientists predicted this in the 50s. They realized this was going to happen. We are in the middle of that. They're keeping a fucking hush. They're keeping it tamped down, hush, hush, about the advances they're making in every field or realm of technology.
You know, Todd, speaking of technology, this is pathetic, man. You're on your cell phone, and I swear your video looks better than mine, and your audio sounds almost as good.
That's probably because they're spying on me and they want me to be super surveilled.
I need to upgrade my shit. That's what that means.
just keep talking smack to them and suddenly your camera and microphone will work much better.
Oh yeah. I'm sure that'll happen.
Yeah.
I love your curtains, by the way. It reminds me of my pirate flag behind me.
Oh, my curtains? My curtains?
Yeah. Did you say something, Leo?
Yeah, I said, do you think that they are watching us right now?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Definitely. Everything that I do, they watch, for sure. They watch me.
They've been watching us for a long time. Yeah.
That's why I eat a lot of Taco Bell and I take some big diarrhea shits, because I want them to hear all of that. I hope they can smell it as well.
Daniel used to be hooked on pepperoni too.
Oh yeah, I abuse my body.
He's eating fucking just massive amounts of pepperoni.
My body's a temple, a toxic temple.
There might not be like a guy actually listening to us, Leo, but there might be. We don't know. They keep these things hidden from us. Daniel, maybe one day we can file a Freedom of Information Act request and see if your show got on their list.
It wouldn't
surprise me if you're on their, you know, list.
Well,
you know?
The voices in my head, my guardian spirits, they tell me that I'm watched, and I've also gotten messages over social media confirming that I get watched.
Oh yeah,
I get no privacy.
Daniel's in a weird position there, man. Dangerous.
People are perverts.
That's why you need to donate. That's why you need to donate to Daniel, please. Anyone that likes his show, donate. It's worth it.
Yeah.
Fuck, you love this show.
Donate to the true man. Donate to Dan the True Man, because everything he does is watched, and the least you can do is make his life slightly better, considering he lives in a prison.
And I had some shit prepared tonight that I wanted to show off.
Let's hear it.
All right. You know I collect comic books, right, Daniel?
I know you kind of do.
Yeah, I kind of do. A while back, I bought this Joker.
I have that same comic book, Todd.
You have that one?
Yeah.
And then I bought the second one, and then I had to buy the third one.
Ah, you have the whole set.
Because I love the fucking detail. Look at the detail on the...
He's doing the Illuminati eye.
Can you see the fucking detail on?
It's impressive, yeah.
Like it's fucking 10,000 crosshatch lines, super detailed. By this point, when this comic book came out, Batman's making so much fucking money that Joker is a new offshoot by itself. Joker. Now, Joker's a comic book, right?
Yeah, in a movie.
He's so popular, he has his own series.
And his own movie.
And fucking just branched off. So anyways, the only reason I'm showing you this and bringing this up, because these are about 2 or 3 years old. They're $6.99 a piece. Do you remember when comic books were 50 fucking cents?
Yeah, and I remember when they were $1 and then $1.50, et cetera, et cetera. But that series is actually really good. I actually read it. It's the story of the three Jokers. Yeah.
Really good. Really good. The artwork is fucking incredible.
Because they're like, who the hell's the Joker? And they're like, we don't know. There's three of them now. How's that possible? Yeah. He's just fucking with Batman's mind.
Three Jokers. That's so fucked up. And so he just takes people and tortures them and turns them into jokers or whatever, you know.
But
now he's got
the Joker is a fascinating subject because the Joker, he's not just a person, he's an idea. That's why he's so dangerous.
Totally.
He's the nihilism and the absurdism of society.
The movie proved that he's an anti-hero.
Yeah.
People are identifying with him.
Remember the movie shooter?
Yeah, the Batman shooter.
Yeah, and he was all mind controlled and shit. He was a big fan of the Joker.
So what I'm bringing this back around to is last week there was a bunch of controversy about a comic book that got released last week.
Oh.
This is the new Joker because it was in the news. I went and bought it. Thinking, fuck, I got to get that. I got to go buy this brand fucking new. And here's what it looks like from the outside. Pristine copy. But listen, the reason this I even bought this because it was in the news about how the Joker, for the first time in the history of the Joker now, is pregnant.
He's transgender?
It doesn't say transgender, no.
It just shows what the hell?
No, what happens is the Zatanna, I don't know if you follow DC comic books at all.
Yeah, I know her. Look at this. She's like a magic user.
Zatanna puts a spell on the Joker because she's captured him and makes him pregnant. Incredible artwork and colors. Can you see the?
Yeah, she's sexy.
She's super hot. So he's hanging upside down in the first page, and she makes him pregnant with a magic spell. So the comic goes on, Daniel, and shows how the Joker is pregnant now. They use some weird artist with cool monochrome coloring, right? And then at the end of it, the Joker has a baby that looks like this.
Ew.
A turd.
What is that?
But after it forms at the end of the story.
It's a turd.
at the end of the story,
the Joker has a baby and it's a turd. That's what I thought was gonna happen.
But at the end of the story, it looks like him.
Oh my God, that is disgusting.
Look at this.
What kind of stories are they writing nowadays?
And the Joker says, how handsome, or can you read that? What that says? I can't quite read it.
He's so handsome.
He's so handsome. That's how the story ends.
My God.
Joker has a baby. Wow. I'm like, I gotta buy that fucking comic book because that could be worth a fortune in the future when people look back and realize that people were going insane at some period in our history, right?
Yeah.
There was just a nonstop push to push the weirdest fucking shit they could possibly push. I got a couple other things to show off here. I was over at the thrift store the other day, Daniel, my local thrift store. They had Archie comic books. Everybody knows Archie, right?
Sure. Archie and Jughead and what's the bitch's name? Veronica?
Veronica and Betty.
Betty and Veronica. They're fighting over Archie's balls.
Yeah, I bought this for $1.99. Took it home, looked it up in my comic book price guide. I bought one of these a while back.
Spawn. Oh, okay, that's a price guide. Overstreet price guide. Okay.
Yeah.
You got to have a price guide.
Got to have a price guide. And because that makes collecting comic books fun. This Archie I bought for $2. Fuck, it's worth $18. Published in 1976.
Oh, what'd you pay for it?
Really great shape, $2.
Oh, nice. That's a
yeah
good find.
Fuck yeah.
Imagine if you did that every day, Todd. You would find like thousands of dollars worth of shit if you did that.
Oh, I know. If I had started earlier, I could just be independently wealthy collecting this garbage. The pages are yellowed, Daniel, because they were put out in 1976.
That's right.
Yeah. And the last story here is I bought this, a reproduction, Daniel, of the House of Secrets, 1963, was the original production.
That's a great series.
This is a reproduction. This is a reproduction. So it costs $4.
Yeah, they had
when they reproduced it.
They had House of Mystery and House of Secrets.
Uh-huh. The reason this comic book is of interest is because I used to have the original put out in 1963. I bought it for 50 cents. It's worth $6,300 today if you have the original.
What?
Yeah.
Not bad. This one.
Why? Why is this one popular? Because it was the origin of Swamp Thing.
Oh, Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't even called Swamp Thing. But the artist that created Swamp Thing drew this fucking killer, did this House of Secrets, and that was the origin of Swamp Thing. So that makes every Swamp Thing after, you know, that makes that more the most valued comic.
Yeah, when you find a comic book and it has the origin of somebody in it, it's always going to be valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of the most valuable comics are characters that they make movies and stuff like that out of. And if you find out they're making a movie about a certain superhero and you go find their origin, then you can make profit because after the movie comes out, it's probably going to go up in value quite a bit.
There are Superman's worth millions of dollars, right?
Yeah.
Comic books.
Yeah, like the first appearance of Superman and like when certain Spider-Man. Villains of his show up. Yeah, Spider-Man. I found the first appearance of Carnage at a thrift store, and it was just a dollar, and it was worth $100. I still have it. It's in perfect condition.
Nice. Nice. Yeah,
I collect comic books, man. I collect cards too, like baseball cards.
I got
stuff
a
like
hold
that.
Of by accident. I got a hold by accident of the very first Deadpool.
Oh,
that
shit.
Appeared in X-Men. That appeared in X-Men in the 90s. The very first appearance. That fucking comic book's worth $360.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. That's how you do it. That's how you
build everyone around it's worth $3 or $4, but that one's $360.
Once you have a big enough collection, what you do is you start an eBay account and you just start selling that stuff online.
Yeah.
Todd's like, hell no, I'm keeping it all.
I don't even go into the how you sell it part because I'm more interested in the collecting. I told you, Daniel, I've been collecting Mad magazines and I had that. I had this one, Daniel. This is what pisses me off. Back in the 80s, I went and bought this comic book, the original, used for 50 cents from a comic book store. And I lost the motherfucker. It's worth $6,300 today.
Oh, that's a bummer. Check this out, Todd. This right here, this is my collection.
Yeah, what you got?
This is
baseball cards.
This is part of my Ken Griffey Jr. collection. I know that's hard to see, and this is just part of it. These are the ones that like aren't worth that much.
Yeah.
But I have other ones that are in protective plastic that are worth like hundreds of dollars, and I shouldn't show that to anybody because you shouldn't like show off valuable stuff. But yeah, I collect Ken Griffey Jr. baseball cards.
Well, I was hoping we didn't lose anybody, you know, with our comic book nerd conversation here.
No,
I wanted
people.
To show you Joker getting pregnant. That made the news. That's why I bought that issue.
Did you hear about Todd? I know another story about comic books that made the news recently. Did you know that Superman has a gay son or like a bisexual son?
Yeah. heard that.
That was a huge news story.
And then Daniel Netflix or somebody did the new Scooby Doo and Veronica's a lesbian.
Yes, there you go. Woke culture strikes again.
Every comic that you can think of is being corrupted. Or corrupted. I don't know if you'd call it corrupt or just introducing ideas to people. I don't know what. Well, I know it's fucking on purpose.
Wasn't Veronica always a lesbian though?
No. She's just kind of a tomboy.
Brock was always gay. He had that little scarf thing and that white shirt he'd always wear.
But Daniel, they're re-releasing all your favorite cartoons and making them all controversial or whatever.
Yeah,
you know
that's Satan's work. Because all that stuff we loved as kids, it's all being destroyed, and it's being destroyed by satanic forces.
It's pretty sick.
And notice they're not coming out with anything new; they're just ruining all the old stuff.
This comic right here was put out in like the 1950s. I bought a reproduction of books that's a reproduction of comic books from the 50s.
Ah.
If you owned number 6 Shock Suspense Stories, man, that thing's worth about $4,800 or something, you know, that comic.
I bet. Now, I do collect comic books and I collect cards, and I found some old comic book cards that I had that I bought when I was a kid, and those are worth like $30 to $100 a piece. Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Totally.
Like, I have some of them right here.
Let's see.
It's a whole bag full of that shit.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Like a lot of this stuff I got, you know, like these old Marvel cards right here.
There you go.
Black Widow.
Yeah.
Spider-Man. Art by Todd McFarlane.
There you go.
DC comic book stuff. Shazam. I used to collect this shit, man. And I still have it. Somehow I still have it. Wolverine.
I keep trying to get Al's comic books from him. I keep trying to tell him, dude, you're not going to do anything with your comic books. Give them to me.
Venom.
Al has all these fucking rare comic books from the 60s. I'm like, just give me your comic books. You don't like them. You don't need them.
Well, if they're special to him, I can understand that. I wouldn't give myself away.
They're not even special to him. I'm like, those would be special to me. Just give them to me.
Death of Superman cards.
He has like a black Dracula. There was a comic book back in the 70s that's a Blackula.
Batman, like the movie, the first movie cards for Batman the movie.
That's cool.
Shit's old, man.
Yeah.
Silver Surfer cards. They were like prism. There you go. Every one of them was a prism.
$5 a piece, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Maybe
it's all
more,
worth money.
Depending on the.
Another Death of Superman, Doomsday.
So while you're showing us your collection, keep going, Daniel. I'll look through my notes and stuff I want to talk about.
Well, I'm going to wrap it up soon here. But
are you wrapping up? Micah Dank last week. Right on, Micah Dank. Love astrology.
Thanos.
Sphinx is probably 12,000 years old.
Yeah, he was a good guest. My only issue was he basically...
Just to have a head on it.
He basically said, like, you know, I asked him what the purpose of all that was, and he just kind of said it was so people could farm. And I don't know, that just seemed a little bit tame to me.
The purpose of what?
Well, why they encoded all this astrotheology into the Bible and into stuff like that. I said, why did they do all this? Why did they put this code in there? And he said, it's for farming. And I was just like, for farming?
Kind of a letdown, yeah.
Farming
makes sense, though.
Farming's important.
if you're some fucking primitive ancient government that needs to feed lots of people, it makes sense that that would be the most number one priority.
But don't you think it's deeper than that? Like, there's this whole spiritual thing happening, not necessarily lost, just when do I plant my potatoes?
Lost history, yeah.
Well, it's a clock, yeah. Right? It's a clock. Like, all the ages, it's a clock. And it's winding down to the end of days.
What happened to General Lee? Is he still here?
I don't know.
Fucking Saturday night. Where is everybody? Let's see. All right, Daniel. Got to run back through my list here. World War III. This weekend. You couldn't have a better name for your show, brother.
Heck
End
yeah.
of Days Radio. World War III is coming, everyone. Get ready to run. Take some nuclear tablets, some of those iodine tablets. Protect yourself, right?
Yeah, I mean, Russia's still working on taking over Ukraine.
Of course, I'm teasing. That's what they're telling us we should do. So probably should do the opposite. If they're telling you to do something, go the other direction.
Exactly.
They moved the doomsday clock from 2 minutes to 90 seconds. When I was growing up as a teenager in the 80s, Iron Maiden did a song called 2 Minutes to Midnight. 2 minutes to midnight to kill the unborn in the womb.
Oh, geez.
You remember that one?
I vaguely remember something about that, yeah.
It was pretty big.
They had
one
some
record. They did a song, 2 Minutes to Midnight.
They had some pretty crazy album covers.
Yeah, it was on their one with the pharaohs. I forget what they called that. It had a big pyramid on the front of the picture, 2 Minutes to Midnight. But they were trying to scare us back then that we only have 2 minutes to midnight. You know, these scientists are looking at our situation worldwide and saying, we're not going to live. We're moving the hands of the clock closer to midnight, right?
Yeah.
But they moved it to 90 seconds to midnight this week. And the problem is 90 seconds to midnight doesn't work as well. You know what I mean? 90 seconds to midnight. No, that don't work as well as 2 minutes to midnight.
You got to have time to get over to the refrigerator or put a gun to your head or do the last thing that you want to do before it all goes to hell. You need at least 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Go grab all your baseball cards and hug them as everything's just burning down. All the people are dying. The seven-headed dragon is marching upon the land, blowing
Iron
fire.
Maiden's Eddie is sitting above us all, pulling puppet strings of our leaders.
Well, check this out, Todd. I got a message from my spiritual helpers, and they told me something that's going to happen in the future. And they swear that this is going to happen. What we're going to end up seeing is a real life Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Yes. We are in sometime in our lifetimes, we are going to see a real life Godzilla emerge and start to fuck shit up and blow fire out of his mouth and knock over buildings. Yeah. And hopefully fight some other monster while we all watch. What do you think of that?
I think that'd be pretty fucking wild.
I know.
I think Al was talking about they woke something up. They found something in the ocean that was underwater that had been sleeping for a long time. Kind of reminds you of Cthulhu.
Exactly.
I sent you a picture a while back, Daniel, of that book. I bought a Cthulhu book for children.
Yeah.
They're introducing Cthulhu to children now, where it's just like, it's okay, he's cuddly. He's a cuddly octopus.
He's right? He's not cuddly. He's evil. People need to understand his true nature. He eats civilizations. He's not here to help us. He's bringing nothing but mind control to the masses.
They think it's funny that they're releasing that, you know, they're putting that book out, which it is kind of, but just tells you how far society's been blunted. Our consciousness is being blunted. We won't even be able to defend ourselves if they keep blunting our conscience.
Yes, but that's the whole story of the Call of Cthulhu, is that it's a psychic sort of thing that's happening. He's influencing people from deep in sunken Raleigh. How do you say it?
Riley.
He's communicating telepathically with his followers and just other people out there that have some sort of inkling of what's going on. That's a big part of the story that, you know, doesn't get enough credit because we're too busy playing with his plush toys and stuff like that and admiring his physique that we don't understand that this is an evil entity that is literally mind controlling the masses.
Or it could just be them, a symbol of who they are.
But you know, all that like Sumerian stuff, like, you've heard of Tiamat, right? From the Sumerian stuff.
Tiamat, he's like a dragon or
That's dragon. That's what that, I mean, you know about this stuff. We talked about before the Necromicon, how it kind of ties together Lovecraft and ancient Sumerian. That's some crazy shit, man. That's deep.
Something's weird about Lovecraft. He came across some shit that doesn't make sense. Way advanced, suddenly writes all these stories and then dies. Sounds like a classical psyop operation, Daniel.
It's because the way that Cthulhu was psychically communicating with the character in the book, that's what was happening to H.P. Lovecraft. Literally, that's what he was experiencing.
That's what he said. That's what he said. He has his writings.
He said that?
He said that in his letters. Yeah, I read... I'm such a Lovecraft geek that I read letters that he wrote talking about how he created these things. He said it would come to him in the dreams.
There you go.
Couldn't get rid of it.
There you go. Proof is in the pudding. All right, Todd, I have to work early tomorrow, so I'm going to wrap this show up.
Oh, cool, brother. I'm glad we got a chance to sit and bullshit, and I think we got it all in. I think we got it all in, too. So
I think we got it all in. We will be back next week with another fantastic awesome episode. Show. Absolutely. We'll be bringing on a fellow that deals with Norse magic and Norse mythology. So it's something a little different.
Sounds interesting. All right. You know, I love you, my man, and I will let you go and wish you peace.
All right, my man.
Happiness.
Much love. All right, much brother. Love. I'll talk to you later. And that was Todd the Bod. Amazing. Amazing. I don't know what happened to Al. He was on here and I kind of muted him for a second so we could hear Al, and then all of a sudden he was gone. Maybe he had some technical issues, or maybe he was angry that his concert got a little cut short, but we'll catch up with him hopefully next week. And like I said, this is a little bit of a shorter show this week because, you know, I didn't time it the best. My work schedule keeps changing and I got to get up like at 4:45 tomorrow morning. So I got to cut this a little bit short, but thank you everybody for hanging out. I will talk to you next week and we will do it again.